If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for you, son.
Welcome to a new weekly segment we're calling Girl Problems, a mini episode of the Friend Forward podcast that will drop every Tuesday morning, directly addressing a message that we receive from you, our listeners, that comes either directly on the website at betterfemalefriendships.com or in the Instagram DMs at Friend Forward. So I'm going to read today's message, which I received actually just yesterday. And then I want to hear from you over on Instagram as we work together to help our girl with her dilemma. Got it? So let's jump right in. The message reads, "Hi, I love your podcast. I was wondering if you've talked about how to maintain balance between friendships and your romantic relationship. My boyfriend is very good about giving me time to hang out with my friends or make new friends, but I'm finding it hard to find that balance between both splitting the time between him and friends and wanting my boyfriend to become friends with my friends. I don't want to annoy my friends by inviting him along all the time and vice versa." First, let me say, we love a supportive partner. There is nothing better than dating or being married to somebody who recognizes the value of, one, you having autonomy and a sense of independence within the relationship itself, and two, maintaining friendships in addition to your romantic partnership. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, one of my favorite things about some of my coaching sessions is whenever, you know, the Zoom light clicks on and we get started and the client starts by saying, "Yeah, actually my husband booked this session for me." And I'm always like, yes, yes, yes. Now, it's tough for me listening to women who share their heart around having a partner who doesn't see the value in those connections, who demonstrates a desire to monopolize all of her time, who is seemingly insecure with his role and therefore feels threatened by her enjoying the platonic company of others. I feel for them so much. And so I am relieved to hear your situation is the opposite and you have somebody who encourages you to lean in to these relationships. So let's celebrate that. Now, I have questions. You said you're struggling to find balance. And since your partner encourages time with friends, it sounds like maybe a self-imposed dilemma. It sounds like the struggle you're having is not how to balance these two relationships, but how to bring them together. So my question would be, what does balance, quote unquote, look like to you? What specifically is the struggle? Are you finding that you're longing to be with him when you're with your friends? Do you feel guilty for spending time with friends? Is it hard for you to enjoy the company of others unless he's around? So I'd be curious to hear specifically what that internal struggle is. And I'll also say, you know, I always say I don't give advice. I just offer things to consider as you make the decision that's right for you. So some things to consider. One is maybe you can institute some kind of friendship ritual of sorts. This is where you have a standing date with a friend, or so that it removes the mental labor of trying to figure out whether you should spend time together, if you do, how you're going to spend it. And it is like guaranteed one-on-one time with your girl. So whether that's, you know, a trivia night that you guys love every month and you're committed to going every month, whether it's a Friday morning phone call at 10 o'clock on the dot, you know, what is that thing that you can have with your friends to demonstrate that they're a priority in your life and to keep it as something that's just kind of special and sacred between the two of you, would be one suggestion. As far as mixing company, we call it mixed company, are your friends open to him tagging along? I could definitely see that being nice in some cases, but I will say that the dialogue I've seen on social media doesn't look like most women enjoy their partners tagging along or having their friends' partners tag along when they just want time together, which I think is understandable. You know, we tend to share different versions of ourselves depending on our company, and maybe your friends want to relax or refer to inside jokes or speak freely without wondering what the consequences might be of talking that way in front of a third party. Maybe they want to open up and be vulnerable with you, but they feel the need to measure their words. Maybe they just want your insight and commentary, but now they feel obligated to ask him for his opinion too. And so maybe consider your friend's experience of this kind of like converging, like social arrangement, because you want it to be a good time for them too. Now, you said that you want to bring them all together. I think that's a sweet sentiment. I think everybody wants harmony among the people that they love, but maybe we can find a way to be content with your boyfriend and your friends being friendly and not necessarily manufacturing their relationship. And over time, maybe they'll form one together, but to try to force them to engage in one, you know, that's the beauty of friendship, is we get to choose who we want to be friends with. And so, you know, maybe allowing them to each independently have that opportunity. I have other interesting research about mixing friends and romantic partners. That's a little racy. I'm going to share that in our private group chat. So it's a membership that you can join by going to betterfemalefriendships.com/group chat. And I'll be providing that information to our tier 2 members. For those of you who are already over there, I can't wait to see what you have to say to this. I'm not necessarily saying I stand behind it, but I think the research is interesting. So I'll put that over there in our group chat, betterfemalefriendships.com/group chat. If you're listening, I'm so curious to hear your thoughts and comments for our friend here who's having the dilemma of keeping her friends and her boyfriend separate. How does she strike that balance? What would you do? Come tell me over on Instagram at FriendForward. And until then, you know that I'll be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.